It's TalkSpeed. Joining me now live in the studio is Matt Bonas. He is a Manchester Street resident who has had an absolute gutsful of the lack of action from the council. Good morning to you and thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Chris.
For those who are unaware of this story, Matt, first of all, just outline, I think it's important to outline some of the concerns you've had in the past regarding the sex workers in residential Manchester Street.
Sure. So the issue started about 6 years ago when the earthquake happened and a cordon went up around CBD Christchurch. At that point, we're in the completely residential area north of Beeley Ave. A whole number of sex workers have effectively appeared in our residential area. And they haven't gone away. So the issues that we have themselves is essentially it's a 24/7 commercial activity happening on street corners. It's right next to kids' bedrooms. There's issues of rubbish. They drop needles. They've defecated on private property. There's noise. They yell to clients. They yell at the price lists. They yell to each other. We've had lots of intimidation. Some of our neighbours have actually been abused and threatened. We've been threatened ourselves. And there's also issues of vandalism and theft. That's just the girls themselves. You have all the sort of hangers-on and stuff as well. There's drug dealing, pimps, there's related activity around noise and traffic. And it goes on from 10 o'clock at night through to about 6 o'clock in the morning.
Matt, when this first became an issue for you, did you think when you would go to the council, they are going to help me problem solve, they will make some meaningful change, or put up a sign and say bugger off?
Yeah, well look, the common sense view would say exactly that. Essentially, we're in a residential area. Council's told us previously it's what that area is. It's quiet. It's supposed to have a residential amenity and character. It's not a business zone. Why wouldn't they do anything? And yet we've had 6 years of effectively central government, local government, and now the police just pointing fingers to each other saying it's too hard and we're not going to do anything.
What do you reckon this comes down to? Because I've had similar issues in South Auckland where a bylaw I think nearly passed.
The Manukau bylaw, yes.
Didn't it pass at one stage or they did a reversal?
Here's the essential irony. So the reason I'm talking to you this morning is police have just come back and said, look, we don't think a bylaw is enforceable and we're not going to do it. That's, from what I understand, the local police position. So the Manukau bill was essentially same sort of issue on Hunter's Corner. A local MP took a bill to Parliament and said, hey, Parliament, you've got to sort this out. It's in residential areas. It's causing distress. It's a disaster from the PRA. Can you resolve it? On the third reading, the Crown Law Office actually came back and said, you don't need this tool because you already have bylaws under the Local Government Act. So what I've got now is more finger pointing. I have central government saying 2 years ago, no, you have all the tools you need, local government. You can address this. It's a nuisance issue under your bylaw provisions under the Local Government Act. And yesterday morning, I got a letter from the City Council and the police saying, it's not a bylaw issue. We can't deal with it under the bylaw mechanisms. We're not going to deal with it at all. You're on your own.
But actually, the council do have the mechanisms, the legislation, the law and the authority to create a bylaw tomorrow if they wanted to.
Absolutely. That's my understanding and that's the legal position that I've been told.
Matt, how frustrating is it for you when the council can create a bylaw to ban window washers, to consider taxing personal trainers in Hagley Park, but not do something that residents actually want?
Well, look, and actually need. And the same with the police. I mean, they essentially, the police went to the council and said, look, give us a bylaw so that we can remove stragglers away from the bus interchange in Riccarton.
Correct.
That was led by the police. And the antisocial behaviours there are occurring in a commercial area, essentially during the day. What is the difference? It appears to be black and white. We just can't understand why there's shades of grey on this at all.
Well, do you think there's shades of grey? Do you think police are being pressured by groups to not do anything, perhaps?
I certainly think that there's a large element to that. And they're abdicating their responsibility to this community accordingly. The issue that I've got is I understand why the PRA gave rights to sex workers. Fully agree with it, understand it. The issue I'm concerned with is it appears to have now been extended to there are no responsibilities for sex workers anywhere in our community. They can go where they like, when they want, and do what they like. And I cannot see in New Zealand society that is appropriate as a matter of law.
The whole point of the legislation that was brought in 2004 was to, the whole law that Labor said was this is going to make it better for prostitutes, this is going to give them the ability to go into safe houses. If they get raped, if they're assaulted, then they won't feel embarrassed and they won't feel like they're going to get penalised by police for going to make a complaint. But it hasn't happened, as all it's done, in my view, has increased increased the amount of street workers we now see in Christchurch, which I think is really sad.
Well, not only that, Chris, but there's an inherent conflict and contradiction within that legislation. So if a suburban brothel wanted to go next to me, they'd be into the house next door, they'd be limited to the number of sex workers, the number of hours in operation, and the number of punters that could go through it, and very discreet signage. So there's a whole lot of regulation if they're actually going to go into a house next door to me, which I wouldn't even know. But I can have four immediately outside my kid's bedroom yelling and making noise and leaving needles to 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's fine. I don't get it.
Have you ever made a complaint to police or council when some of the sex workers have been rowdy, noisy, or there's been some issue immediately?
Yep.
Give us an example.
Oh, look, we will have over 300 calls over the last 6 years into police communications around noise. It's got to the point where they don't even respond now at all, so we don't even bother. We put in a police complaint at the end of last year because three prostitutes on the corner threatened to burn my house down while my wife and child were in it at 1 o'clock in the morning. The police didn't come. The first two times when we rang and said, you've got to send someone, They came the third time, 2 hours later, after we said we were going to put in a police complaint. So the issue that we've got is, though the police say there are laws to deal with things around the Crimes Act and the Summary Offences Act, they have to catch them doing that activity. And furthermore, they actually have to care and give a damn. And it's quite clear the police on this issue simply don't.
That's a problem I think you face, is that the front office staff or the frontline staff, they like excitement. The complaints you make aren't exciting enough for them, and I believe that's the case.
Well, look, I'm talking to the police hierarchy myself. I actually see it as a resourcing issue, and secondly, they don't care. They see us as a minority problem, a problem where there's a bit of nuisance involved, and actually they don't care, and they're not going to put resources into it. And they've now abdicated that control completely by saying to the council, we're not going to uphold a bylaw you put in place.
Then how are you going to get meaningful change? Because as a resident and residents, it's your fundamental right to live in a residential area of Christchurch to enjoy your peace and quiet. In fact, it's under the Residential Tenancy Act that all tenants, even if you're renting, must be able to enjoy peace and quiet at all hours. That's deemed to be reasonable. When you've got sex workers yelling and screaming at each other, that ain't peace and quiet, is it?
Well, it's worse than that, Chris, because we've got the council telling us under the Local Government Act responsibilities, and also under the district plan, this is a residential area. You're allowed to enjoy a residential amenity and character. And yet they're not doing anything about this issue at all, which is completely incongruent with residential amenity and character.
So what are your options now? After getting this letter that says basically police won't do anything, council won't do anything, they're going to make a recommendation at a council meeting, we know that nothing's going to happen. So what next?
Well, the irony for me is that the morning I get this letter is after my lawyer, Duncan Webb, becomes the local MP. So he's not able to represent me in a legal sense. I'm off to Lane Neave this afternoon. Essentially, we're going to see what the High Court can offer.
In terms of what? Trying to address this issue by doing what?
Well, essentially, what we've got is the agencies all pointing a finger at each other saying, no, you're responsible, you deliver a mechanism. What I'm struggling to understand is why a ratepayer of Christchurch should have to try and resolve that national interest at his own expense. I'm getting no help at all from any of the agencies.
Are you aware of a one city councillor, who I won't name unless you know them, who actually said at a council meeting, have the residents bothered to engage in the sex workers? Do you recall that?
I do, and I won't name that particular councillor.
Can you believe
that?
Bless
her.
Can I just say it wasn't Dion Swiggs, because Dion, I think, has been quite outspoken in this.
Oh, look,
but
Dion and Pauline have been
excellent. An absolute moron this other councillor was to say engage in street workers.
Well, there were two criticisms that I'd make of that particular councillor, bless her. One is, initially, when this first started 6 years ago, the prostitutes collective said, if they're being really noisy, can you just go outside and ask them to quieten down? And they will. No, they didn't. They actually threatened to kill us. So we simply do not engage. We've had neighbours that have been assaulted on their own properties by these prostitutes. You cannot go and have rational discussions with them. Most of them are stoned. They also have pimps with them who have a commercial invested interest in keeping them there on this particular corner. The other comment by that particular councillor was, aren't sex workers a part of your community? And the simple answer
to that is joking.
No, not at all. And the simple answer to that, and it was ridiculously frustrating, is yes, they are, as a neighbour not undertaking that activity. Similar to a panel beater can be my neighbour. If a panel beater starts panel beating, I'm going to take offence. I will not want that activity as part of my community. The person themselves, that's fine. Don't conflate the two. And that's the problem we've had with this whole argument, is as soon as you start to get traction, it gets conflated with the vulnerabilities and the liberal attitudes.
Wow.
And the whole thing just becomes
a mess.
So this
councillor actually tried to almost condone this by saying that prostitutes are part of your community.
Absolutely.
Well, she's a moron.
I wouldn't go quite that far.
I would.
She seemed very articulate, which is more worrying.
Yeah, it is. You off to the lawyers this afternoon?
Yep.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Chris.
Nice to have you on the program this morning. If you